Dennis, I'm making a call. Call! Dennis, I'm on a call!
This is Charles.
Hey, Charles, this is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good, I'm working on your files now. Okay, an okay time, or is it too late?
You know what? I could take a few minutes.
Okay.
Because it is 8 o'clock my time. So.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't realize how late it was. So, I pulled your credit. I've got your file. I need this. Here's just kind of the basics. I've got your credit. I need the second owner's credit, so if they can add on their social and information onto it, it'd be great. That'd give me kind of an idea of what their credit profile looks like.
Right. Well,
the other thing, go ahead.
Can I, I'm 50% owner. I'm considered the managing partner. Can I, you know, take this on myself? That's how we run the OnDeck.
On deck, and those, I'll be frank with you, a lot of these short-term high-interest loans, they really don't care. We have programs as low as 5% ownership, but when we talk about equipment financing, it has to be the majority ownership. Because the loan is...
right now.
Can you just email it to me and I can add it?
I'm on my phone.
Oh, no, tomorrow morning is fine.
Okay, I'll just shoot you a quick email with his name and...
Name, social, and address.
Okay, now are we looking at, something loan options as well, or just the equipment?
No, I think I can do both. So here's my kind of concern, and I don't like to beat people up over credit. Your credit score is 614. Equipment financing is based on three basic factors: time and business, cash flow, and credit. I think the reason your score is so low is just most of your credit is very, very new. Correct?
Yeah.
You have one little charge card, the TJ Maxx or something, that got into dispute, but I'm not too overwhelmed by that. It's just very new. Do you know how your brother's credit looks? Is there more history to it?
His is pretty good.
Okay. You know, I think, we could put the file together, and you guys have been in business for a little more than 2 years. So here are my general thoughts. I think on the equipment financing, the equipment finance kind of cutoffs, there is a 2-year program, a 3-year program, a 5-year program, and a 10-year program. Those are the basic factors. I think the more credit we have, the better. All these loans go under business credit. So even if you have, like you said, your sister and she has really good credit and you want to throw her on, hey, I'll take her because it will help get you the best possible approval. I just like to throw that out there. Let me give you an idea on the working capital, because I think that's really an important part of your business. I don't want to kind of sweep that under the rug. So I want to give you my thoughts. So you've got an OnDeck loan for $1,250. You're running about $50,000 a month.
Right.
And one thing I would actually like is this. On some of our working capital programs, they might require his signature on it. So actually, to kill two birds with one stone, when he has a chance, just next to his name, have him write his social and his address and sign it, so I don't have to hit you up for a lot of paperwork. That's probably a better plan of attack, to be frank with you.
Okay.
But here's my idea with the working capital. It goes to revenue. So what I think we should do is this. Your OnDeck loan is about 2 months old. You're paying $1,250 a week. I don't want to bury you in debt. I'm not one of these aggressive people. About how much additional capital you'd be looking for? What are your goals? 10 grand, 20 grand? What are you trying to get?
Honestly, I think right now we're at a critical stage in the company with what we need. We have a lot of business, but it's about getting the business out. I honestly think an additional, at the right rate, at the right payment, 25, I think would be good enough.
Okay. Here's what I'll do. I will get your file submitted. There are, I think, what your pro, what, and are you familiar with any second position loans or no?
No.
All right. So second position loans can run the gamut from really nice to, oh my God, this is going to bury me. The difference is that while we offer first and second position and even third position loans, some people only offer first. So what I'd like, generally second position loans, I'm not going to offer you anything that's going to hurt your business. But I'm going to offer you something that's significant. So I think the goal is to get you about 20, 25 grand. I think that's reasonable. It's not too much. It's not too little.
Right.
You shoot for a 6 to 12 month term to kind of fill in some gaps.
Yep. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the whole plan of attack. The only other thing I might need to process it, by the way, you can send it to me if you wish, is we sometimes take a look at tax returns, not because we're concerned with numbers on them. It's just to verify revenues. People have a lot of holding companies where they claim they're active companies and they're not. So if you have the 15 tax return and just you can send that to me, that'd be great. And then
yeah,
I can
get... ours is so straightforward. I mean, we made a low amount. You know, like I said before, I just want to leave that off.
Oh, okay. I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, I mean, like I said, we made like $15,000 each or something.
No. I think you think we're the IRS. No. We don't care.
No, I understand. And it's going to confirm, though, exact. No, our what I sent you in the business is literally a direct reflection.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so, on what we did.
One of the programs that I have, just so you know, and I'm not trying to make your life difficult. I know it's late. I'm going to let you go. One of the programs I have, and I'll include this in my email, is for the second position loans, at funding, they will ask for your tax return. The reason why is they ask for three factors. They look to verify and match up it's a functioning company, verify ownership, so we're accounting for majority ownership of the company. That's it. So I can get your file approved without it. I'm just giving you like a fair shake and telling you that I will probably need it to fund it on certain programs. It's not because we care what those numbers are. It's because we are just using it as a part. When we get audited, we have to show, okay, we proved that this person owned the company, whereas in a lot of loans, no one's proving anything. They're giving loans to people who don't even prove that they own the business, and so that's a huge issue, especially for a second position loan. But I'm not here to, like, investigate you. I don't care if you show losses. I do not care. I'm a filter, and I know what to ask for. I'm not trying to be arrogant, but I think, you know, we can solve both issues for you and hopefully get a relationship going.
Okay.
I do have some answers on your machine, by the way.
On the loan, if it's something that we're looking at, since I am 50%, we can literally just sign on the loan, right? Myself?
For you mean working capital?
Yes.
For a second position loan, you're going to get crappy programs doing that way. And there's no reason to, because these are business loans and you want to account for majority ownership. Many people in this industry right now are pushing people to only sign, like, hey, only use 50%. Maybe that's what you did with OnDeck. I don't really think it's a good idea. And it's definitely not a good idea if your brother has better credit and you're both signed. So for second position loans, we generally want the majority ownership, which is typically 51 in certain states, 66 in the other. We have, you know, but I'm not going to force your hand, but I'm not going to insult you with a bad loan offer. There's nothing wrong with disclosing majority ownership, but we put in writing this is a business loan. Our actually documents say that we forbid you using these loans for consumer purposes. So if the concern is it going on credit, it does not. It does not go on personal credit.
Okay.
All right. Other than that,
look with what you come up with.
Yeah, I'll look out for your email, and I have an answer on your machine, by the way, before I let you go. Your machine, actually, there is one that's arriving in the middle of July, so it's actually much shorter lead time than I told you. So there's actually one that's on the way, apparently. Okay?
All right, sounds good. We'll take a look at it. So.
I look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye.